Old School 107.7 Jams. You will not believe who is on the line with me today. Listen, we've loved him for over 25 years. And just in time for Valentine's Day, he's going to be in our neck of the woods. Who am I talking about? The one and only Brian McKnight. Hello, sir.
What an introduction.
And well deserved, I might add. How are you today?
I'm really good. I'm a little tired. I just flew back home from Thailand. But other than that, I'm doing good.
Yes, I hear you've been busy. You're out there doing your thing, and we love that. Well, listen, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. You are going to be in our area this Saturday, 7 p.m., on stage with Dave Hollister and Calvin Richardson, and we are going to talk about that in a second. But I want to start out talking about your new album, Genesis. Tell me about that.
You know, when you've made as many records as I have, right around 20, you know, it's not that you run out of things to do, you just kind of, it's a weird process because I'm the writer and I'm the producer. So what I decided to do was I thought about, if this was my very first album, and this was 2017 we're talking about, what would I present to people if this was my first album? So Genesis was kind of like starting all over again and making a record, like, from a psychological standpoint, like it was my first, using today's technology. So basically, it's a combination of Brian McKnight songs and Brian McKnight singing with a lot of today's technology.
Wow, that is awesome. And tell me about the single, I Want You.
Well, you know, a little over a month ago, I got married. And my wife has been the inspiration for every song I've written since we got together almost 6 years ago. And, you know, this was the more sexier side of the songs I've written about her. So I Want You is exactly what the title would indicate.
Yes. Brian, congratulations. That is beautiful. And we wish you the best.
Thank you so much.
Well, let me ask you this. Like I said, we've loved you for over 25 years. You've been playing, producing, writing, performing, all of those different things. Do you have a favorite aspect of the business? Any one of those?
Well, I think that performing and creating are equal, because I can't have one without the other.
Okay.
There really is no feeling like having nothing in the morning and having a completely new thought and idea and a song finished by the end of the day. That's been my motivation since I was 14 years old. And then when that comes to fruition is when I'm standing on stage singing that song that now people know, and yes, they hear that introduction, and they get so excited because they know what's coming. And to understand that that came from me, that it didn't come from somebody else. It wasn't something I did that somebody had already done, that I created, that still blows my mind every single show.
Wow, that is so awesome. So it never gets old then?
That part of it never gets old, no.
Beautiful. I know that with everything, there's some parts that do. We won't talk about that.
No, we won't.
So talk to me a little bit about this show. We are so excited to have you coming right to Fayetteville. And with, of course, the other gentlemen that are going to be on stage with you, Dave Hollister and Calvin Richardson, without giving it all away. And by the way, I want to mention again, this is just in time for Valentine's Day. Hello. Tell us a little bit about what you can about the show.
Well, I can only say about my part. And, you know, my music was made for Valentine's Day, made for an opportunity for folks who have been together to share that with one another, for those that have just gotten together to have a memory that they can share as well. And if you're trying to give with somebody, then that's a place you want to be as well, because it's going to be all about love that night. It's going to be all about, you know, two people and what they and how they care about one another. That's what this, I wouldn't really call it a holiday because we don't get to be off of work, but this whole week of Valentine's Day is about. It's about love and how much we want to express that love.
Yes.
We're going to do it that night.
Yes. You know, I like what you said about your songs are truly, they really do. It's like Valentine's Day every day. Well, we are super excited. I just want to reiterate, the show is this Saturday. Dave Hollister on stage, Calvin Richardson on stage, and of course, the one and only Brian McKnight. Let me ask you about the title of the tour, the Brian McKnight 4. How did that come about?
Well, the Brian McKnight 4 is, I do a couple of different shows. I do a full band show with my entire band. And I do the Brian McKnight 4, which is me playing more and playing keys and guitar along with my guitar player, my bass player, my drummer. So it's a little more intimate.
Gotcha.
A little more right in the face. Not quite the big show. Now, sometimes I do a solo show where I come and I just play and do a songwriter type show. Ooh. But this is the Brian McKnight 4, which is a little bit different, a little more in your face and personal.
Ooh, that's awesome. All of that sounds good. Well, we are so excited to have you come to our area. And again, congratulations to you and for everything that's going good and wonderful in your life. We just pray continued success for you.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. And I want to mention that tickets can be purchased at the Crown Box Office or CapeFearTix.com. Also, the Leisure Travel Office on Fort Bragg. So don't miss it. Get your tickets today. Mr. Brian McKnight, it is always an honor. Thank you so much for all that you do for us. Your music enhances our life in a way that I don't think you could really understand or imagine. I think you get a glimpse of it, but really, it hits us in the heart. And what's from the heart, I believe, touches the heart. So thank you for all you do.
I like that. Well, thank you so much. We'll see you on Saturday.
You can use it. Have a great day, sir. Thank you.
You too.
Bye. All right. Bye-bye.